Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another edition of Balcony Talk. Balcony Talk, where we get real from my balcony, overlooking Manhattan. Look, guys, what's on my mind this morning is, if you want it, you gotta fucking put in the work. You gotta fucking put in the work. I'm amazed at how many people are lazy, are just not willing to do the real work. Like, they might be willing to, like, try really hard, like, run around like crazy ass chicken with their heads cut off, right? Like, they might be willing to just be stressed out, like, confused and, you know, their head spinning and shit. But are you willing to really do the work, really do what it takes, really get clear on what the fuck you want, and just be honest with yourself about the work, and then just get to work doing it? I don't care if you're a business owner, or you're someone in a job, or we're talking about your body, your health, or your relationships, or whatever. Are you willing to just do the work, do what it takes? Or no? Because if not, that's fine. That's fine. But just stop complaining. You know, if you want it, you gotta fucking do shit. Like, I work my ass off. I do. I work my ass off. And I'm constantly learning and trying shit. And it didn't work. And then I try something else. And then I keep studying. I keep at it. I keep at it. I keep at it. And I think the most important thing is, like, your attitude and your energy. Are you a fighter? Are you a warrior? Are you are you gonna keep pushing? Or are you a dabbler, right? I'm just gonna do a few things and hope that it works out. Like, over-deliver, work. Like, just go so beyond what you think is necessary. Like, wildly beyond it. And then we can talk, right? You may have heard me tell the story of when I started working out for real. For real. Like, you know, for years I would, like, run every once in a while. Great. Good job. Yay. Go me, right? And then I'd hire a personal trainer and I'd go lift weights and I'd learn that there's a thing called a squat and deadlift. And I'm like, yay, go me, right? And it wasn't, I mean, I could feel it. It did something. But there wasn't that consistency and there wasn't that internal drive. And then we moved into a building that had a gym and I'd go to the gym every once in a while. And, like, I'll go on the elliptical and be like, la, la, la. I see it in the gym in my building all the time, except, of course, now it's closed. But when it was open, just people dilly-dallying. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you even wasting your time then here? Like, are you going to get into it or are you not going to get into it? And then 2.5 years ago, my friend and my mentor and my business partner banked. He was like, dude, if you want the body that you say you do, you got to work out 8 hours a week. And I was like, shit, what are you talking about? That's insane. 8 hours a week is just fucking crazy. But I did. And it changed my life. So what is that for you? What is that 8 hours a week for you? Right? Is it like, do you want that business success that you say that you do? Or do you want that life where it's like you've got the money, but you want that inner meaning? Like, what is it? Is it relationship? What is it that you want? And get fucking real about it. Get fucking real about it. And then get to work. Really, really, really get to work. And here's the thing. It's not about just doing shit. You got to do the right shit. And you got to do it with the right attitude. You got to be willing to dig deep inside yourself. Dig deep. I've been deeper than most. I got an email the other day from a client. It was so hilarious. She was like, I sent out and she responded to some email. And then she was like, you should really get on this, like, get on a call with me and, like, a coaching call. And I, like, help people with self-development and you could really use it. I'm like, lady, you got to get up really fucking early if you want to beat me in that game. Because I've been at this for a long time. And I've worked with the best people in the fucking game. The best people in the world on this shit. I know my shit. I really, really, really know my shit. I don't think people see that about me. I tend to attract from time to time people who think they know better, like spiritual teachers who's like, yeah, Calvin's just blah, blah, blah. dude, you gotta get up real early to beat me in this game. And it's not a competition, come on. But I'm just saying, like, I know my shit. Am I perfect? No, fuck no. Am I still working on stuff? Of course I am. I'll keep working on shit till I die. No, that's not all I'm saying. I'm just saying I know what the fuck I'm doing in this game. So, anyway, like, I think people see how relaxed and chill I am. They don't see the work ethic that goes on behind it. It's just, you know, structured, detailed, organized. Even though I'm not an organized person, I've had to learn to be organized. Like, and then, like, it's just, you just gotta, like, how bad do you want it? Honestly, how bad do you want it? And if you want it, then go fucking get it. But just know it's gonna take 10 times the effort that you think. But chances are the rewards are gonna be 10 times what you thought too. Right. You gotta be willing to put in so much more work than you think it's gonna take if you really fucking want the result. If you really want it. Right. And if you're ready, like, if you wanna work with me on some of the shit, I'm happy to work with you, but you gotta fucking show up and you gotta fucking deliver. Because I don't have time for bullshit. I don't have time or patience for bullshit or people who bullshit. None of that shit, right? I'm a spiritual teacher. People misunderstand that. They think, like, spiritual teacher means that you're like, all kumbaya and all nice and sweet and shit. I'm like, no. Like, spiritual teacher means I get real. We're doing shit. Like I laugh at spiritual teachers that are fat slobs. Like, right? I'm like, dude, what's up with that? Like, do some work on your body. Like, exercise. Like, get real. Stop eating crap, right? Like, what are you hiding? What are you covering up? If you're a fat slob, it's cause you're not exercising and you're eating like crap. And there is a reason why. And it's emotional and it's mental and it's you know, it's hiding something. Right? So what is that? Figure out what the fuck that is and get to work on that. That's your edge. There's always an edge. There's always an edge. Keep working at the edge. Right. You can have these things. But it's gonna take work. It's gonna take you wanting it. And I'm not saying stressed out work. It's so easy to delude ourselves by just, like, running around like headless chickens and, like, feeling like we're busy, 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 busy. But we're not doing the required work. There's, like, only one next thing that's really, really required of you. And it might be to go internally and feel something really painful, really uncomfortable that you've never felt before that you really don't want to feel. That might be it. And that's what you need to do. And then people aren't willing to do that. And so instead they just go keep running around in circles. Or they sit down and they're lazy. Like, anger is one of my favorite emotions. You know, I try to connect with it every single morning when I do my pop up. Really connect with that anger, because there's so much power and rawness and authenticity in that. When was the last time you connected with your anger? Like, really allow yourself to feel it. I notice that when I don't, then I start to want to, I want to eat sweets and candy and crave shit. I lose energy and I want to numb out because, like, I'm feeling an anger and I'm not willing to feel it. There's anger inside, I'm not willing to feel it. So, what does that mean? Maybe it's anger. Maybe it's fear, maybe it's something else. What is the edge? What is the thing that you need to do? Get real with yourself and then get to work on that thing. It's nothing else that really matters. So many people just, like, bullshitting. Just, like, blah, 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 blah. You know, all nice on the surface. There's just, like, all sweet talkers, smooth talkers. But do they fucking get to work? Do they get the shit done? I don't know. Do you? That's today's balcony talk. Alright, have a good day. Chill out. Peace, bro. Bye-bye.